Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
I'm not rolling yet. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I usually like to say, rolling, but I'm not. I just wasn't.
I'm rolling, and I'm ready to roll.
And Tim Kalpakis?
What is up, Vino Stylies?
Ooh. Oh, from the vineyards of Grappa.
And joining us today, we have a very special guest. This guy is podcast royalty. You know him from The Flagrant Ones and Gossip Kings. He's also one of the stars of NBC's new series, Grand Crew. Please welcome Mr. Carl Tart.
Oh, my gosh. My brothers.
Yeah. I thought we would have maybe included in his credits. You know, he's been on Questions for Lennon more than once.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say that's... I haven't checked your IMDb in a while, but is that the top? Is that at the top of your list?
First podcast I ever got paid for.
That's what I'm talking about.
First
That's
podcast I ever got
about.
Paid for. I couldn't even believe really? It. He wrote me a check. I was like, man, I would have done this for free. I'll take the check. But I would have done this for free.
Well, he said that, and I tore it up. I said, well, that's fine.
Wait.
What he said.
A check. Wow. This was pre-Venmo for me.
Yeah, it was a check.
Now, don't cash this for... Don't cash.
One year.
This is more of a souvenir.
This is more you want to frame this and post it up.
Well, Carl, you're our third guest ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't take guests lightly.
That's tight.
We wanted someone that we associate with a drink that they're coming in, like, you know, we think of a drink and we say, "Oh, you got to have that person," you know? And when we think vino, you're the only name on earth that we thought of
because I'm dark and full-bodied.
Yes. You're rather tannic.
Yeah.
Today we're hold on, let's not get into that. I was about to jump into the drink. We don't do
no,
that.
No, not yet.
Back it up.
I know, we got it. We have a guest. I'm sort of falling apart too. What happens?
Well,
then?
Here's what we talk about is we're most of interest to the slopheads is going to be Carl's music. This is Juancho Cash. You're going to know him from Lamar Woods albums. These guys are rapping about the Americana, and if you're a slophead, you got to check out this music. How did you guys? What? How did that all start?
Well, first of all, they never told me that we weren't doing rap names. Lamar has a rap name. That's what his friends back in Atlanta call him. Like that's his like his nickname. But he didn't want to. He wanted to. He was like, I want to have more music than just rap because he likes
Fresh
folk
start.
Music. He likes so he's like I'm gonna that way nobody has to search other names on Spotify. I was like, well, thanks for telling me, you bonehead. Like I could have had this under my own name, but I was like, oh man, what am I gonna be? And I was watching Juancho Hernan Gomez play basketball. I was like, Juancho is such a cool name. Like, and then oh, Juancho Cash. Like I want your cash.
Ooh, that's
like,
nice.
And so I was like, yeah, that's gonna be it. And then he was like, all right, what are we putting as your rap name? And I told him, and he's like, cool. Lamar Woods and Juancho. I was like, wait a minute, what's that mean, Lamar Woods?
A real person and a comic book character.
Yeah. And like when you're a comedian, nobody takes you musically serious,
right,
even if you're doing it seriously. And so just like T.I. is doing stand-up now.
Carl, we know how it is. If you're a comedian doing music, you never get taken seriously
for it.
Never get
taken seriously for it.
Yep.
I was when I came up with my like Instagram and Twitter names. At first, I was like, "Oh, what's a funny name?" Like you know, when you did your instant messenger names when you were like a kid. I was like, "What's it going to be? It's got to be something funny." I was like, "No, you idiot, Mike Hanford. Just do that. That's what people will look for.
That's what the people want."
And I think if you check my likes, it's worked out pretty nicely for old Mike Hanford.
Yeah, I saw you got a like the other day.
Yes, and thank you. I do want to thank God. I forget his name. I think it was Adrian or something.
Yeah.
Love that Adrian came by and said good job in so many words.
Yeah, no, we have a good time doing the music stuff. Just like, I mean, we've done concerts together.
Oh yeah.
The Satellite. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah, God. The Satellite. I miss that place.
Me too.
That was always a fun Saturday night spot to go kick it at.
That's gotta come back. That was sort of like our UCB musically. Like when we started the band, that was the place where like we started doing shows more regularly and figuring it out.
Yeah.
Okay, if I have to hold on a second, I gotta pull out of my head. We got a guest on the show. We knew this was gonna come.
Oh my God!
I'm at my brother and sister in law's house, and we know what that means. Tig Hanford shows up. Tig, how are you? You're good. Well, do you want to show what you're drinking?
She nodded. She's good.
Oh, what is Tig? What is that? What you got in there, Tig?
She's drinking the drink of the night. Red
Can
wine.
I guess what that is? Is that,
yeah,
is that,
what is this?
Is that what I think it is?
Pomegranate?
It's pomegranate, isn't it?
It's pomegranate juice and seltzer.
She said it. A little bubble. She doesn't fool around. She does add seltzer to a lot of stuff just to give it a little adult taste.
Tig, is a pomegranate still your favorite flavor of vitamin water?
Yeah,
she's waffling for the listener. She's waffling back and forth, but yeah, it's what she likes. And she made me breakfast this morning: eggs and bacon, and cinnamon buns. And I had pomegranate juice with that.
I lost a tooth on the way to Uncle Mike's.
You did? Is that the tooth that you lost right there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh wow.
They came down this weekend. They came to New York this weekend. We watched a Islanders game, and then they brought me back up here in the van.
Are you going to put the tooth under your pillow?
I already did.
Already done. What'd you get?
I got a dollar.
I got a dollar.
I told her it should have been $20.
I wanted to see what it would be like in New York, but then my mom didn't put it under my pillow in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have got more in New York.
If you were in the city. My God. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't in the pillow, so Tooth Fairy had no idea what to do.
No.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them what I did to your brother today?
Oh, yeah. Will was spitting in my food, and then Uncle Mike put his head in the toilet.
What's going on over there, Mike?
I told him, because he was faking like he was going to do it. I said, if you do that to her, I'm going to put your head in the toilet, and he did it. And I picked him up.
Away
we went.
Still ate my eggs.
That'll teach
still
him.
She still ate them. Well, do you want to show him what you've been working on? So these guys all love your Bart Simpson picture.
We saw it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was a big hit for us.
And
then she drew something else for us today.
See Tig's latest.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
my God.
We'll post this online so the viewer or the listener can see.
And it says, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
This is a skateboarding dog. Is that what I'm looking at?
It's a bunny.
A bunny.
And he's wearing jean shorts?
He made a dog.
I drew a dog before, so she kind of went off what I was going on.
Sick. I really
nice
like
work.
That.
This is Carl, by the way, Tig.
Hi, right? Tig. Met him. I'm Carl.
He's out in LA
nice
with these guys.
You.
Nice to meet you, too. Digital Shake.
Dude, the Digital Shimmy Shake. So we were just talking Carl about his music. He's a musician, too. Oh,
oh boy, that pomegranate and soda is going down, down the
You need
hatch.
The antioxidants. Don't cough them away.
Oh, I saw them just get coughed away.
She's losing it over here. Well, what do you got to say? You're always talking to me about everything. What do you want to say now?
I have a Red Sox shirt.
I like your shirt, but I don't like the Red Sox. Is that okay?
Oh,
I like another
team. Who's your
team? The LA Dodgers.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, she's making a lot of fan.
You see all my hats? You see all my hats back there, Tig? I got a bunch of Dodger hats.
Not
well,
one Red Sox hat.
My brother likes the Yankees. My dad and my brother like the Yankees. And my other brother and me and my mom like the Red Sox.
Fair enough.
It can get heated around here.
That's a rivalry.
Very quickly. Yeah, look, Carl's got all types of hats.
You see all my hats back there, Ted?
I got a bunch. Her eyes went wide.
I got 100.
Wide and wild. All right, you want to go draw another picture and come back? Tig Hanford, ladies and gentlemen.
See you later.
Bye.
Great cameo.
See you, Tig.
See you, Tig. Where were you, Carl? You were talking about your music.
Yeah, profanity time. So, yeah. Anyway.
Let's get down to
you got your headphones back
the F word.
Great.
Fuck.
Yeah, nah, man. I like doing the music with old Lamar. And I, you know, we also have another buddy in Atlanta. His name is Curtis Drow. He's a very good rapper. And he has a record label down there. That's what we claim, all the Villa Vibe stuff. That's Curtis Drow.
Oh, man, he's great.
Yeah, he's really dope. The homie Lord Bisque's down there. We got all the homies, Dre Myers.
Now, do you go there to record, or you just do it remote?
We record remotely. We record out here because we got, you know, studio, home setups with all this podcast, and we had to do over the Pandaisy.
And when Curtis gives you something, is it just a beat, or is there like a premise on it, or you guys come up with like a premise or chorus? Or
well, I do most of the choruses because I have the voice of an angel.
Yeah, yeah,
and I heard you say that. I'm just playing. But I like to do the choruses, and they, I think they also don't like when I rap too much. So they let them. Why don't you let us do the verses? You do the chorus though. You do it great.
But that's what people usually sing in their car anyway, right?
Yeah. That's how they let me down easy.
Yeah. That's great, man.
But yeah.
Oh, like those but he's not just a musical artist. He's a comedian and. On the new show, Grand Crew, and I'm loving the show. I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
By the time this airs, we'll be hurtling towards the climax of season one. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess who's back?
What's up?
Tig's back with a what's up sign.
Tig's back with a what up sign. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you scoot?
So,
and that's that.
She's still here.
She got booted. She's happy about it.
You gotta talk. If you're gonna come up, you gotta say something.
Hi.
If you don't say something important, we are gonna. Well, okay.
Me and my brother made this.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Cool.
It's Spider-Man? A Spider-Man picture.
Wow, that's cool. Hey, why don't we have a? Why don't we have Tig introduce? B-b-b-b-
oh yeah, can you say? B-b-b-b-b-b-b- booze news. Hmm? Say, it's time for booze news.
What's that?
It's a segment of the show. You don't listen to the show.
She doesn't want to be involved with something she doesn't understand.
Tig, this is supposed to be an honor.
Say, booze news.
Okay. Booze news?
All you slopheads around the world got some booze news to tell you, so grab all the boys and girls. We got Dutton, Hanford, and Kalpakis too. They're really good at drinking bum and cocktails like fools. Wave your drinks in the air like you don't care. Strutting down the street like a boulevard, yeah. Drink your drink. Don't spill that shit on me. Come on, baby, tell me what's the news, booze news.
I didn't want to have to do this, but it's booze news, you piss-soaked pepperoni pizza.
Hey, you can't hear. Tig, you can't hear this.
Get out of here.
Earmuffs. Okay.
All right, Tig, go watch a movie with your brother, huh?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, good.
Oh, good.
Good.
That theme was sent to us by Rap Mad Rob. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. Okay, here's it's kind of a wine week here on the pod. And this timed out well because there was an article in our, you know, we like to consider the New York Times to kind of be our sister publication. Hard news and they do hard news. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's a big article that said the wine business sees a problem. Millennials aren't drinking enough. And basically, this is like a big thing that came out in like Northern California. The wine industry is fearing like a big catastrophe because they're saying like the bottom is about to fall out of the industry because boomers
are getting old and are, when you get too old, you stop drinking and then eventually you pass on. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So wine is getting on a big scale. The wine is less popular with younger and younger people. And here is the interesting factoid that I want to share was that there was a recent Harris poll of 2,000 adults, which asked, if you're going to a party and you're going to bring an alcoholic beverage, what would you bring to the party? And they gave options there, wine, beer, spirits, well, I guess that's liquor, flavored malt beverages,
okay,
hard seltzer, or cider. So those are your six options. And here's how it broke down in age. People over 65... wine is the overwhelming number one.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then people 35 to 65, it's a tie between wine and beer. Everything else trails way down below.
Ooh, okay.
People 21 to 34, evenly split amongst, well, actually cider was way behind, but wine, beer, spirits, hard seltzer, all of that, it's an even split. So basically, you know, the wine is trending down and down and down and down. Ooh. So they have to, they're like freaking out because they're like, we don't have enough data on Gen Z yet. They haven't been of age long enough to even like really know, but they're showing it's like they don't buy enough wine. So then I saw this. I said, my question to you guys is, let's say you, Mike, Jeff, and Carl are going to a party and you're bringing an alcoholic beverage.
And I'm looking fresh. I'm showered. I'm looking good.
You've showered. you're wearing clothes. You're going out to a party, and then you stop off because I
brand
feel like
new Hanes white T-shirt.
For me, it's BVDs Tagless. And BVTs.
Sure, sure.
What? But I make it. I feel like a different. If I'm drinking for myself, it's different than if I'm going to a party. But what do you guys? What is your? Where do you stop? And what do you buy when you're going to a party?
Ooh. Should I go first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl. Okay.
Yeah,
go first. So I am 33 years old. Mm-hmm. I think this is important for the study. I'm 33.
Not
years
a boomer.
Old.
You're like half a boomer.
Half
age.
A boomer, I guess.
not a boomer, right?
It depends on the type of party. Mm-hmm. If it's a dinner party.
Oh yeah.
I'm bringing wine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm bringing wine.
What if it's a cider party?
If it's a cider party, if it's the cider house rules.
meeting up with Toby.
Yeah. No, but if it's a party, if it's like, oh, we kicking it like a kickback into a party type situation.
Yeah.
Because I would say if it's a party, I'm not bringing alcohol. Or, well, no. Let me take that back. Because every year, one of my homegirls from high school has a Christmas Eve party. Mm-hmm. To get admission is a bottle of booze. So to that, I'm not bringing wine. I'm bringing tequila to that. Actually, right. to that, Very I'm nice. Probably bringing Hennessy.
Ooh. Okay.
Because it's just the type that type of night. And
hey, let me ask you this. Do you ever pour some ginger ale in your Hennessy and have a horse's neck?
I have. That messed me up on a couple Halloweens ago.
We just did horse's neck last week.
I'm new to the cognac and I'm loving it. I'm swapping all my whiskeys are all out the door and I've been putting cognac in for everything. It's
you've set them outside your front door for anyone to come by.
Yeah, and just, nobody wants them. I can't get rid of this stuff. Yeah. And this
Do you
is
have any cognac?
Single malt.
Single malt.
Yeah, single
baby.
Malt. I'm taking whiskey or tequila to like a kickback type party situation. So we're going
tequila's a fun one.
Yeah. We're going over somebody's house and it's like, yo, we're gonna watch this movie and then like kick it. Or like if it's just a kickback. Like old school kickbacks. You remember those guys?
Yeah.
Like I'm taking whiskey or tequila to those. But if it's a dinner party, I think wine just can go better with dinner. And so I'm taking wine to a dinner party. I'm bringing beer to something, that means I was being kind of cheap. I'm never bringing seltzers because I don't drink.
Carl, you just picked what I'm doing.
I want to hear this. I want to hear the seltzer take, Carl.
I'm never taking a seltzer to a party because I don't drink those. So I'm for me that feels disrespectful for me to bring something that I'm not going to drink.
Okay,
like you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I'm not. But if they ask me, if they say beer, last time I took beer to something, it was like a last minute, and I couldn't find a liquor store in the vicinity. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, oh, you know, I'm just going to get a 24-pack of Modelos. I will do that if we're having like a barbecue. That okay. Mm-hmm. So if it's a barbecue type party, an outdoor fun,
bunch of people,
hot fun in the summertime type of thing, bunch of people, I'll bring a 24-pack of Modelos or something like that. Or
that's great. Yeah. Or pool party or something that's going late into the night. You're going to Drew and Tony's. You're going to Dickie and Hannah's.
Yeah. If I'm doing those things, I'll bring a 24-pack. Drew and Tony been having a bartender at their joint reservation.
Did you ever come to our party at our old house when we had only tequila and no other options?
I did come to one of those very early on.
That must have been early
on. I think people thought that we would have some mixers or also a keg or something, but it was only just straight tequila. And we have like a video from that night, and it's just so funny to watch. I think it would be a good experiment for anyone drink, but I like seeing a whole party of people and just knowing they've only had like the one spirit, so you can see how that it's
beautiful.
It's a control group, and you can see like this is what tequila does.
It's a uniting mess. Yeah, it's like a tidal wave that sweeps up everybody.
They say we don't want to be here. What I'm bringing is beer. That's it. I know it's a cheap move to some people.
That came out wrong.
I mean you nailed it. I'm bringing a six pack.
If it's New Year's Eve, I'll bring a Modelo. It's the fanciest.
Is that what you're drinking at the party, Mike?
I haven't been to a party in forever where I brought anything. I just feel like the parties like that haven't been going down, but I will bring like 12 or 16.
Mike, don't worry. The party's been going down. It's the invites that aren't going
to come out.
Okay. I need to talk to some of my quote unquote friends.
You just got
to
put on your mask.
Yeah. Hey, should we invite Hanford? No, he's lame.
He's going to wear his respirator.
He's lame
mask.
And he won't wear his mask. If I'm doing beer, I like to, if it's like a pool party, I'll bring a crushable beer that people like. Yeah. If it's a kind of a more of a indoor or watching a movie party, I'll try to bring something that's a fun beer, an interesting thing, or like something you don't see very often.
Like a box of Konas, a variety pack of Konas.
Kona's about right. Yeah. Something like that.
I've done the Kona one too because it's a conversation piece. I'll bring a Golden Road fruit cart pack, and I'm not even going to drink any of them, but that way I'm walking in with something that's colorful, and people say, oh, what's that? And I say,
that's good.
It's a Golden Road fruit cart pack. Yeah.
Can nobody say you didn't bring anything because they see that big-ass rainbow box.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
It's blinding.
Like the Sculpin IPA, the one with the big old pink fish on it. There you go.
I like doing that, too, if you're like, it's a fruit cart pack. Now I've made conversation. Don't talk to me for the rest of the night.
My biggest whiff was, we've talked about before in the pod, but I went to a holiday party and I brought with me just a bottle of Campari.
Bitter.
It was before I really knew, like now if I did that, I would bring gin and vermouth and say like, hey, I brought Negroni stuff. But at the time, I just put a bottle of Campari on the table. No one touched it all night. And then I was drinking Campari and sodas, being like, have you tried the Campari? This is really good.
Well, I think we've talked about this on the pod, too. When I went to Tim's Christmas party years ago, and I showed up with a huge, huge bottle of Heineken. It was a huge Heineken beer bottle.
Oh, like the Magnum.
The size of like your torso. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Your torso.
the length of your torso. And yes, I did see who's that? I forgot her name last time. Lizzie Kaplan stubbed her toe on Hillhurst Avenue. I saw her walking by with her boyfriend. She stubbed her toe and she went, oh.
The actress.
Yes.
Alumnus of my high school.
No,
oh,
there you go.
Shit.
Well, you see, when you go to the next reunion, say, how's your toe doing?
Yeah, how's your toe doing? Mike Hanford.
But be kind of like, don't outright say that. Be like, are you playing any intramural soccer lately, or what's happening? And with which foot are you using?
You seem to be having a limp. She's like, who are you? Yeah.
Still.
Oh, we weren't. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm gone. We weren't in high school at the same time.
All right. We got a picture. Go ahead.
This is Tig Hanford, artist. Oh, my God. It says Sloppy Boys.
Sloppy Boys.
What does it say on the bottom, Tig? What's that little
thing? It says Jeff, Mike, and Tim.
And Carl. Today, Carl.
Honorary Sloppy Boy today.
I did not know his name.
Oh, that's okay.
That's fine.
I don't know his name.
All right. Add some more colors to that thing.
A lot more.
No, there's not enough.
Okay. Don't mind if I do.
All right. Bye, Tig.
Guys, I'm bringing seltzers because people look at me and they go, "Hey, aren't you the guy you always drink the weird Bud Light packs, huh, on your podcast?"
Yeah. Jeff, I'm worried about you, Jeff, because this is a path. You know, Steve-O said that he part of the reason he like had such a bad rock bottom is because he felt like he had to live up to the Steve-O name all the time. And yeah. You know, your Belushis and your Farleys, they go down this path of trying to live their on-screen persona in real life. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want you to think you have to have the ugly sweater Bud Light seltzer pack every time you go out in public.
Tim, sometimes I feel like people don't even know who I am if I don't have a Bud Light toasted marshmallow flavor in my hand.
Yeah, I don't know who you are.
I mean, count your blessings that you are recognizable. Tig didn't know my name, so she didn't include me on
that. That's true.
I mean, she knows the hosts of this podcast.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know. It would be like asking, I don't know, Jimmy Fallon's son to name anytime The Rock is on his show. She's not always there.
He doesn't know his real name is Dwayne.
Yeah, she would never know. I was told, my nephew the other day, by the way, told me that his favorite actor was John Cena.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, do you know what The Rock's friends call him?
No.
No.
I set that up like it was a joke, but it's not.
Yeah. Oh, what's going on?
Damn, give me half an hour. I will write a punchline for that, let me tell you. No, DJ.
DJ.
Like if you're like working on a branded campaign for The Rock, they're like, okay, so DJ loves the creative. Here's what's going on.
Hey, you want a hot scoop? You know, they call Tom Cruise TC.
Oh, ah,
shit. Really?
Doesn't really roll off the tongue the same way that CT does, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at Carl's chain right now where it says CT.
Yes, sir.
Cruise Tom. Cruise, is that for Tom. Cruise, comma Tom?
Cruise Tom.
Cruise, comma Tom.
That's my nickname is Cruise Tom.
Cruise, comma Tom.
Baby, you a song. You make me want to roll my windows down. And Cruise Tom.
Tom. Cruise Tom.
Now, this is reminding me that I had vowed to get a gold chain and start wearing it, and I think a year has passed.
I told you to get one.
Oh, you gave yourself a year?
No, I gave myself. I was going to do it right away, but I just kind of been hemming and hawing over which one to choose. I want something that really speaks to me. Maybe I'll get a CT.
Yeah.
Our good buddy Neil Campbell has been getting gold chains, and Fran was like, stop telling him to get gold chains. I'm never going to do that, Fran. I'm going to encourage him to get gold chains all the time.
I can't do that. Is he getting pieces? Like, what's CT called?
He doesn't have any
pennants or anything.
Penance? He just has a couple
like Cuban links and stuff.
Funny because his initials are NBC. He could get a nice NBC peacock.
That'd be fucking awesome. What is he doing not doing that?
That's a power move if you're pitching a show to NBC and you walk in with that swinging around your neck.
Oh, that would be tight if that's what they give you when you sell a show.
Yeah.
You don't know. It's like, so how did, like, the pitch is over, you're sweating and breathing hard after your long pitch, and then they just open up a black box, go, we'll take it.
Presented right in the room.
What is this?
Oh. Welcome to the team.
It's wonderful.
And if they don't want the show, that box is empty.
Yeah. They bring out the box either way.
It's your parking validation.
God, that would be humiliating. Get the fuck out of here. Could you imagine if you pitched a TV show and it didn't sell? That would be just humiliating.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Could you be the worst? That'd be the ultimate epic fail.
Guys, it is. I did it once.
Oh, Mike. Oh. Oh, are you drunk? What
it
the hell?
It sucked. I said, I'm not doing that again. I can't do that again.
Oof. That one's going on the fail reel.
I got a really quick piece of booze news here.
Great.
This is a shout out. I don't know if this is where we put this type of thing. But, you know, I was emailing the other day with, I was putting a show together here in Brooklyn, New York. And I was emailing Joe Pera, and he's going to do a show. And he said, hey, I was up in the UP, Upper Peninsula, and a friend of a friend is a big fan of our show. And I said, what's his name? I'll shout him out. So Kurt from Greenstone Landscape and Design, this one's for you. We're not going to play a song, but that would be cool.
We should play Blinded.
We can play a song. Life. We could
improvise. No, we can't. No,
wrapped
stop.
Up like a cut, deuce. And
cut
a
all the singing. Cut this, Jeff. Cut this out.
Blinded by the light.
It's a shout out, not a song.
Damn.
I'm kidding. Kurt, we love you from Greenstone Landscape and Design. Keep
Thanks
doing
for listening.
What you do. Yeah, man. He's a big fan. And you know what? We are going to play one of our songs for him right now.
We'll slug that in.
Yeah, no, let's slug it at the end. We're going to close the show out with your favorite song, Kurt, which I'm assuming is Tom Collins? I don't know.
The one with the bass line that goes, do, 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 do.
Oh, yeah. Let's party.
Yeah.
Carl, what was the name of the group when we played at the Satellite? What was the name you guys?
Duty Mob.
Duty Mob, that's right.
Duty Mob, yeah.
You guys, who's that? That's Ronnie Adrian. That's Tim Neenan.
It's Tim Neenan.
Joe Weber.
Garrett Hart. Oh, I forgot Garrett's last name, but shout out to Garrett. Garrett plays baseball with us, too. And
you play baseball? Are you playing hardball? Fast pitch? Or
fast pitch, yeah.
Ooh.
You playing hardball?
Damn.
Don't play hardball with me.
You play a little hardball? I play a little hardball.
Yeah, because I've only ever heard people play softball, softball leagues and stuff. Hardball, wow.
We play in a fast pitch league, yeah.
That's crazy.
I play in two.
Really?
Shit. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I play in none.
I barely play in any. Yeah.
I might get some Tommy John surgery and see if I can pitch a perfect game against you guys someday.
Come on out.
If it's you, Tim, it's probably Tom and Jerry surgery.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're such a goofy kind of cartoon man.
And they do have different surgeries for every Tom thing.
Yeah.
Tom, Dick, and Harry surgery.
I'm gonna do a Tom Cruise.
Oh, TC? Okay, let's wrap up Booze News and start the fucking show for real. Yeah,
jeez Louise. Very nice.
Wrap it up. It's wrapped.
That's wrapped.
It's wrapped and ripped out.
Folks.
Okay.
If you could do me a favor and cruise through this intro, I'm staring at this wine like I gotta chug this stuff so we can get to it.
I know. Well, you guys are talking about wacky surgeries.
I'm losing it.
Folks, today we're talking about Cabernet Sauvignon. Am I saying that right, Tim?
Oui.
This is a red wine. You've heard of it. It's the most popular one out there. Dry-bodied. Full-bodied. More full-bodied than your Pinot Noirs, that's for sure.
Oh. Cab Sav.
Despite its prominence in the industry, the grape is a relatively new variety, the product of a chance crossing between Cabernet Franc, which is a dark grape, and Sauvignon Blanc, which is a green grape. Now, its spread in popularity is due to its ability to ripen in a diverse array of soils and climates. So it started in the south of France, but it's gone everywhere, to the point where it's criticized as being a quote-unquote colonizer grape.
Okay.
Oftentimes it'll be planted in new and emerging wine regions at the expense of focus on the unique local grapes. Because it's such a sure bet for big money that it just, they plant it everywhere. It does well everywhere.
It's kind of a sellout grape.
It's kind of the sellout grape, but, we love it. We all know it. We've had a million of them.
Of individual grapes? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Well, until this Wikipedia, I didn't know that wines were named after the grapes.
They all are?
Did you guys know that? Or
no.
This one is? Carl, do you know wine?
Yeah. Some of them are named after... Yeah, the grapes are different varieties of there's nothing... It's like Granny Smith, the apple wine. Granny Smith apple is an apple. there are.
Yeah, it makes sense why that wouldn't be a wine.
Yeah.
Seedless. They're seedless wine. all wine is seedless.
You've seen wine grapes. They're tiny little guys, right? And they're
very
plentiful. I always think of just grocery store grapes. That's what they're making wine out of.
No.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not true. Not true.
No. No, those are sweet eaten grapes.
Yeah.
Wine grapes, usually when you eat them, they're super sour.
Damn.
But we love to eat them, don't we?
Yeah, we still eat them.
They also make muscadine wine, muscadine, scumpernum wine.
Scumpernum.
Those grapes.
I want to get some scumpernum.
Yeah, that right there is the you can't eat the skin of the grape. So it's a type of grape, but you chew it and you eat the innards out of it and you spit the hull out.
Ooh.
The skin is too tough.
Oh.
Ah.
Damn. Yeah.
Like us. Thick skin.
Yeah.
The skin.
Yeah.
And tough.
I'm curious. I want to hear your Carl, your journey as a wine guy, because we know you like wine, and then we came to you and said we want to talk wine. What type of wine? In the big broad headlines, if you had to choose a wine, you picked a cab, and so mm-hmm. tell us how you got there, how you got into wine, and how you landed on liking Cabernet Sauvignon.
I'll tell you. So I didn't drink wine growing up. Wine was never. I mean, we would have like there would always be like a jug of Carlo Rossi at a party. Or something like that.
Is that the big, like, kind of roundish jug?
Yeah, the big round jug that everybody passed around and drank out of before COVID, BC.
Yeah.
And we were, like, younger. But I wasn't really much of a drinker back then. So we got into wine because my buddy Phil Jackson, all of our buddy Phil Jackson, he had us come hang out at a wine bar one night, same one we kick it at now. And we were just like, I was like, yo, what is this? Like, why are we here? I need my whiskey Coke. Like, yeah. they don't have that here. Why am I here? Wine is not going to get me drunk. Wine is not going to accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish on this here Friday night. And so he's like, nah, it's cool. And so we started getting into it there, and the people there are real cool. A couple of nice young ladies worked there. And they were all like,
interesting.
Fun to hang out with them. And
so you were up to sort of, you wanted to meet people, and maybe these people could be romantic partners.
Perhaps. Yeah, we started doing that. But what made me get into these was because I read that, like, these are the ones that LeBron likes to drink. He likes to drink darker wines, him and Draymond and those guys. Uh-huh. And they're not as bad for you because the white wine has more sugar added to it a lot of times. The dark ones, this one specifically, is pretty high alcohol content, usually at like a 14%. And so it'll get you, it's full, when they say full body, for me, what that means is like I could taste the fruitiness, but I could also taste a little bit of the alcohol. And it doesn't make me pucker. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like smoother than that. And I like a sweet drink too. I like a sweet drink. And this is a sweeter.
You're a sweet guy.
Yeah, I'm a sweet, they call me sweet tart, sweet tea.
It is a sweet wine. It's like sort of like the first thing I learned, like when I was trying to be like, I know nothing about wine and I want to know like, just like, I want to be able to, if I'm eating spaghetti at a restaurant, I want to scan the wine menu and just know like what are the main types. And I feel like I ignore Chardonnay because I'm like, that's buttery and gross. And then the other whites like
Zinfandel,
Pinot Grigio and Sauvignon Blanc. There's like, I could drink those if it's like daytime and I'm on a patio, but I'm not really going to have that when I'm sucking down spaghetti. So this choice to me is always Cabernet or Pinot Noir, and I think I like Pinot Noir more because I like a drier wine, but I feel like if you like the sweeter things, or like I feel like with a big spaghetti dinner, I do want to take down a whole bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah,
I thought you did red with, you specifically did red with spaghetti. Because if you're going to get red stuff all over your white shirt, why not just make it wine?
It's a camouflage situation, yeah. But yeah, it's like sometimes they get a little sweet for me and then I got to back it off. But like that, you know what? My way into wine was probably the $2 Chuck Trader Joe's Charles Shaw Cabernet bottle.
That
when you're like 22, it's kind of the only bottle of wine you, other than Carlo Rossi. If you're like going to a dinner party and like, I want to pretend to be an adult, I'm going to go to Trader Joe's and get this $2 bottle of wine. But I didn't hate it. And I was like, I think I'm a little Cabernet dude. And then these days I like the natural wines, the kind of like, you know, like Wareheim, NorCal, pastel drawings, funky orange wines and stuff like that.
I was at a liquor store the other day getting something for whatever one episode. And I was looking at their wine section, and yeah, what you're describing, Tim, like the natural wines, it was like all the bottles had a thing to them. It was like one had graffiti on it, one was like a baseball player on it, and one was like had Steve Brule, like a weird picture of him. And I was like, "What? This is all just
the Steve Brule? That's Las Haras. That's Eric Wareheim's.
The Wareheim one.
It's good too.
It's really
good. Eric Wareheim has a dark. He's a Malbec or like something like that. Not Eric Wareheim.
Malbec.
Okay. Tim Hyde. Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, yeah, where?
Yep, yeah,
yeah. He had like a darker wine that I liked, and I would get them.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let's keep talking. But do you guys have your bottles nearby?
Well, yeah, we should.
Yeah, let's get to popping them. Also, my first experiences with wine were often like, okay, I'm watching a movie with a girl. We're gonna have some wine, and you have problem splitting that bottle of wine over the course of like 2 hours. But now I'm concerned, before recording this and the blowout next, am I in danger of finishing a bottle of wine?
You're going to have to.
To the dome?
I
I think one bottle of wine is a good amount of drunkenness. I think one bottle of wine is perfect for two people on a date.
Yeah,
And then you're if you're kind of go.
What about one guy alone in his apartment? Is that not a good amount?
It was me during the pandemic, and I still am. I joined a wine club.
Yeah,
and me and Lamar went up to Paso Robles.
Yeah,
and we joined a wine club up there, and so they send us boxes. And this is like
wow.
This is actually last
summer. Is that a case of wine?
Yeah, they will send us a case. Yeah. It comes with like 9 bottles. No. Uh-huh. It comes with 6 bottles. And so, and on top of that, I've gotten wine sent to me from the show. And so I got that over there.
Nice.
And then today, I come home to a gift box from a show that I just did a table read for. And they sent me 6 bottles of wine.
Jeez.
So I got so much damn wine in here. And I don't drink at home by myself. Like, it's such a social thing for me.
Yeah.
So it just don't quite feel right. When I'm like,
wine to me, wine feels like a weird thing to drink solo. For me.
Yeah.
For me, it was like during the pandemic, all things went out the window. Like sure, I was drinking and hopping on 2K for hours at a time.
A few bottles of these, some of the bottles are going out the window.
Yeah. The day that I woke up the next day hungover and was like, I literally just played 2K and drank until 4 o'clock this morning. And then woke up like noon the next day with an awful hangover. I was like, this is not okay.
I think wine hangovers are for me very noticeable.
It's a headachey vibe.
Yes, yeah. and the problem with wine hangovers is I'm never drunk enough to justify a hangover. The night before, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, like this wasn't worth it.
Right, it's not like with like tequila, you're like, oh, I'm feeling bad, but last night was so fun and crazy.
Yeah.
Wine, you're just like, I was playing
video. Like, yeah, I had a responsible evening. Cool.
Yeah.
So wait, but let's talk about what we're. I gotta go grab my bottles. But normally on this pod, we would talk about a cocktail and then we would take a break to go make a cocktail. Instead, it's just Cabernet Sauvignon. So Jeff, you went out and bought some bottles, and I our only guiding light was like, hey, this is the Sloppy Boys podcast. So what? We're all drinking different shit, but maybe like middle shelf grocery store. We're not going. You're not driving up to NorCal and getting the fancy bottle.
Right.
You're not asking around town for the best. You're kind of thinking you're walking into the grocery store and you're looking at like the $15 shelf.
Middle shelf Albertsons. Yeah. These are like $15 to $17 bottles.
I'm thinking this is screw top area.
Oh, no, these are cork, baby.
Oh, mine's
down here they are. But a lot of these are Paso Robles. This tooth and nail I'm about to open up.
You know, the locals say Paso Robles.
Do they?
No.
I was just there.
Yeah, right? But same with, like, Los Feliz is improper, yeah, but...
It's I heard it when I went up there. Ben Axelrod was living up there for a little while, and I heard the locals say Robles.
Wow.
Did you tell them they're wrong?
We messed that up.
I tried. Anyway, so I gotta go grab my bottles. You guys,
great. Folks, let's take a break and we'll hit you with some ads.
Great.
I guess I'll go get my other bottle too.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from the Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Wine in hand.
Ooh. Yeah, let's say, I guess we should say what we got.
What do you got, Mike?
I got a Frontera. Oh, it's a Frontera. I'm in Frontera country. This is vineyards. It's Frontera vineyards protected by nature. Ooh.
And now, this is a largely empty bottle of wine you're holding up.
This was, yeah, some of this was, some of this was, had a dinner tonight.
Okay.
With my fam, and I said, no, none for me. I'm going to do it on a podcast. And so I said, it's good. And I said, I'll be the judge of that.
And are your family members, they didn't have any podcasts to do?
They do, but they're doing Pinot tonight. This is from Chile, and it's one of those wines where it doesn't have the year it was made.
Right.
Although there is a date here that says world's most admired wine brands in 2019. Most admired.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And on the back too, there's a scanning a code for a Spotify playlist. I'll get to that. Maybe
oh, great!
A little later.
You can send in your UPCs for some music.
Yeah.
Carl and I have the Tooth and Nail Paso Robles.
And we,
Robles.
I heard
Tooth and Nail. I've heard of that.
Jeff fought Tooth and Nail to get this wine because it was.
They did not want to give that up.
And this, the year of this is, I think it's 2010.
Oh, no.
No, 2020. 2020.
This is 2020. This is brand new.
2020.
They didn't let this one age at all.
Do you know what a good, more recent, wine year is or would be?
I don't know. I don't.
Like in compare. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you know, people always say, there's one from,
well,
like
1960s. Well, I mean, for me,
like, whoa.
Yes. Oh, my God. A vintage 61 grape would.
That would rock my world.
I don't know. It's funny though, because also with the natural wines and stuff, that stuff's going out of the window, and people just drink fresh new wine. But that one is. This is the genre we're talking about, right? It's got kind of like the art is like that. Look like a kid robot or something.
It looks like gorillas.
Yeah,
there's got like a punkish cyberpunk art.
So it's a Central Coast cab, and me, I've got Francis Coppola. You know, 2019.
Hey,
also, Paso Robles. So this, I would say Coppola is like, that's as close as you're going to get to the Budweiser of wines, right? Doesn't it feel like that's like
Nick Cage's family right there?
Oh yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Yeah, true. Tim, I would expect you to sort of be drinking a Coppola wine because, you know, your relationship with alcohol is, you know, you try to get out of it, it keeps pulling you back in.
Yeah. Godfather Part 2.
Let's see those glasses, guys. Anybody doing stemless?
Yeah.
I'm a stem.
No.
I think there should be more women in STEM.
Oh, that's big of you.
Nipsey Hussle was trying to do that before the government killed him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He had women in STEM program. So thanks a lot, Tim.
I'm kind of, I guess.
Senator Galpakis.
I like to think that I'm keeping the tradition alive.
Okay, we got one more update here.
What's up, Tig?
Tig?
Hi.
Well, would you like to try this wine and stop talking? That's where the other half of this bottle went.
Tig, why don't you tell us something embarrassing about your Uncle Mike? Something he wouldn't want us to know on the podcast. Look at her waggle those eyebrows. She knows a lot.
I have a feeling this is going to be a flatulent story.
He's sleeping on the bottom bunk.
No, don't tell that. I'm sleeping on the bottom bunk.
You told us you were a top bunk guy.
Roasted.
Roasted and toasted.
Damn.
They have a bunk bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why there would be the bottom bunk. Okay, now I get it. Yeah. Let's drink these wines.
Yeah.
I've been drinking them.
Okay. Well, let's hear it, Jeff. Is it tannic?
Yes, I can taste the tannins bipping and bopping around my tongue. I was thinking, yeah, Mookie wanted to talk wine, but he just wanted to talk sideways.
Yeah.
That's Lamar's favorite movie.
He's been up there.
That's Lamar's favorite movie?
Go he on. Loves that movie for some reason. I've never seen it. Maybe I should watch
so
it.
So was Lamar a wine guy before like the Phil invite?
We all got into it at the same time.
Interesting. That's great. Phil too?
Phil started a little bit before us, but like basically, yeah, the same time, yeah.
Led the charge.
I was under the impression it was like, hey guys, I've been doing this for a while. Let me bring you into this cool thing I do.
Nah, it wasn't a long time. It wasn't. But he's got a wine fridge now.
Interesting.
Damn. The life.
You know what I love is that wine bar where you guys hang out, it's like it's not really like a menu situation. You just talk to the bartender and you'll be like, I'm in the mood for something kind of like this.
Yeah.
Sweet and full bodied. And then they bring out two bottles.
Yeah.
And then they kind of pour you two sips and you could choose one of those, or you could say like something more in this direction or that. And it's a little consultation.
Yeah.
And I love that. It makes it like it's an activity in addition to just drinking.
It's great. Mm-hmm. And when it's busy, it sucks because they're letting these people at the front. Yeah. Try yeah. two things of wine. It's like, come on, man.
That's a cool place.
Let's move this along.
A friend of mine saw Batman there the other day with with his girlfriend.
Really?
Pattinson. Cool.
Which one?
Pattinson.
The newest?
Yeah. Oh.
Pattas. Let me ask you this. On the show, I can't remember. When you guys have wine in your hands,
mm-hmm.
are you allowed to show the characters drinking?
Yeah, you could take sips
on
TV.
Okay. It's not like a, because isn't that like a...
In commercials, like we did some stuff for Jose Cuervo, and they were just like web spots, and they were like, okay, you can cheers, but we can't actually see you guys shoot the shot.
Maybe because we are allowed, this is a guess, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but on TV, they are allowed to put like TVMA in the corner or whatever. Now they know like kids don't have to watch this show or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Parental discretion mm-hmm. is advised.
Uh-huh. I see that on Netflix too. When a show starts up in the top left hand corner, it's like, you know, adult situations or drinking and smoking. I noticed too. I feel like that's a new thing.
Man,
for me.
I miss smoking and like casual smoking in movies is really funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not good, but like Ghostbusters 1 is really funny to me that they're just chain smoking
the
whole movie.
It makes them look like dirt balls.
Yeah, it does. It's so rowdy. It's so crazy.
I loved it on like
in the elevator smoking cigarettes with like a nuclear reactor on their back.
Yeah, it's like dangling out of their mouth.
On Grand Crew, what's in the glasses? Grape juice?
I drink Diet Cran Grape. So they offered a couple of things. They offered a fake wine. And I'm like, why would I drink that? That's terrible. Like a non-alcoholic wine is so bad.
Yeah.
It tastes terrible.
So it's like made with grapes. It's just not alcoholic?
Yeah. Yeah. And weird. It's sour. And I'm like, this is bad. So I don't ask for that. I would have drank regular cran grape, but I knew I'd have to be drinking it all day. And I'm like, I probably shouldn't be drinking that much sugary juice all day.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so I'm going to not drink that, but I do the diet cran grape.
That sounds good. I like that stuff.
Yeah. Let me ask you this too, not about the drinks, just going on, you know, making a decision a decision on the show. You wear your LA hats a lot yeah. like on the show.
Uh-huh.
Is that something where they like, hey, what do you want to wear? Or are they like, oh, Carl always wears those, so we'll just put Carl in them.
Nah, I talked to the wardrobe person. I was like, here's a couple things that I want to bring to the character. Uh-huh. So I want him to, first of all, if as much as possible, I want to be wearing a hat.
Yeah.
And I told that to Phil.
Right.
And uh-huh. that is because that's, you know, I wanted, like, that's one thing I always thought was funny about on Martin. Cole would always have a hat on.
Uh-huh.
And they would always try to, they would always shoehorn a way for him to have a hat on, no matter what the situation was. And so I was like, I want to do that. That's a funny joke to me.
Yeah, that is funny.
And two, I want to represent the Dodgers and the Clippers. So I was like, bring me Clipper hats.
Yeah.
And so I want to have Clipper hats on as much as possible. And I get to wear, the wardrobe stylist dressing me pretty fancy, so she wouldn't let me wear just like regular Clipper hoodies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd be able to wear Clippers hats into the outfit.
That's great.
That's cool that you don't have to, like, you can have a logo hat on and not just like,
they had yeah, to clear
a weird thing that says LA, but not.
Yeah. Or like yeah. a funnier die version where there's like blue electrical tape on it.
Yeah.
To like yeah, yeah.
partially disguise it.
Yeah.
But it's also cool. Like, I feel like if I was starring in a show, I'd feel like so like lucky to be there that I wouldn't make any demands. I'm like, whatever you want to put on my head and body, I'll do it. Don't tell anyone.
That's how it was at the beginning. But they stressed, like, you're allowed yeah, to be yeah. comfortable. Like, yeah. if you want to be comfortable, you don't want to. And so I said, well, hey, I want to bring this element to this character. And I talked to Phil about it. They were like, yeah. the wardrobe style was like, you got to talk to Phil about that. And mm-hmm. so I went to him and I was like, hey, man, I really love it if this guy could wear Clippers stuff as much yeah, as possible.
Yeah. Great.
And so they let me do it. And they got it clear. They went to the NBA and got the stuff clear. They went to the Dodgers. But however, in the ad, if you see the billboard or the bus ad and stuff like that.
I see him on the subway yeah, all the time over here.
I'm wearing a blank hat. That was a Dodger hat. That's a black Dodger hat.
And they
photoshopped it out.
Damn, I'm gonna climb up on those billboards.
Yeah, we're putting it back on.
Put it back on there. I would love, because I was mad. I said, how dare they?
Yeah, that's a weird move. The blank hat. I always think of like that's like
the Marvel move. Everybody wears like a blank baseball.
I think it like Succession. You know, like members of the royal family are wearing just like a black hat they probably bought at Barney's or something, just yeah. because they're like, I'm going outside today. But no, it makes me really happy when you see somebody in a TV show and they have this, like when Betsy's on a show and she has her top bun,
yeah,
you know, and you're like, yeah, that's your personality.
That's the real thing.
And that's what I want to see.
Well,
and
that's also, oh, go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
Well, you do have to push back on these, a lot of hair and makeup and costumers are great at their jobs. However, I used to sort of just like trust them. Like, I was like in a sketch on Conan one time and they started doing my hair weird. And I was like, well, I trust this lady. She does hair for a living. She'll make me look cool. And then like you go through wardrobe and like, well, they put me in this weird shirt, but that person knows more about clothes than me. And then like I'm on TV. This is like, you know, one of my first times being on national television. And I look like a dork.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. On TV only, sure.
No, but now if you look at me in the Zoom screen, I'm kind of Mr. Stop.
Who's doing your hair now? That'd be funny if she was doing your hair up and you were like, is this right? Because she's like coloring it red and it's got a big pompadour in the front.
Oh, they got the wrong guy.
This kind of is on your show already.
But you know that especially someone like me, like when you see me on a TV show, like they don't know what to do because they're like, oh, you can't have a flyaway hair. But if you pat all my hairs down into one helmet, it's yeah. like, who is this guy? What's this guy's do?
It's all, you got to have flyaways. I remember, yeah, Walt on Love didn't have any flyaways. And I was like, who is that guy?
Yeah,
the character of Walt.
It sucks because I breathed so much life into that character, and then that kind of ruined it. Was the hair? Mm.
Did you? We were still talking about Betsy. What I like seeing is friends on TV shows is always fun, but when you see friends doing what they look like Carl with the hats and Betsy with the top knot, but also seeing friends do the comedy that they do all the time. Sorry.
Eat the pie.
Dude, watching funny friends do funny stuff that you've seen them do on stage, if that makes sense. Like, I like seeing friends and stuff, but when friends are being funny as themselves, that's what I like.
Like, if you turn on your tube and you see Tim there prime time and he's doing his thing, you know,
yes.
like, this yeah, is yeah. what you come to Tim for, and there he is. Riffing.
He's doing, no, like, Carl's, you're very funny on the show, and you're funny in the way that, like, I've seen you be funny
yeah.
before.
Your show's a good example of that.
Oh, that's cool.
Nicole and Echo,
yeah.
too.
It's nice to see that people are doing what they do.
We have a good time, man. I'm definitely blessed for that to be my first gig, like my first long term gig.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't think of that as your first gig, but I guess like as far as acting, main cast, right?
Main cast is my first main cast gig.
Yeah.
We've all been popping in here and there on television shows for the better part of a decade.
And you've been on it. You did it as a kid, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
What show were you on?
I don't know about this.
You were a child actor?
Yeah, I was on a 6 Feet Under. I was on the pilot of 6 Feet Under.
Oh, we got to find that. That we're posting that as your picture for this episode.
You can see it. It's the last image before the credits roll.
Oh,
it's little really? Tiny, find yeah, that. Little tiny me.
Oh and, my God! How old were you?
I believe that was 2001, so or 2000. We shot it in 2000, so I was 11.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. That's like prestige HBO. That's a cool. I thought you were gonna say you were in like a Smucker's commercial or something.
No, I was in some Jell-O pudding commercials.
Oh, with,
good, pretty good guess there, T.
With your favorite comedian.
Oh yeah, yeah,
Mr. William H. Cosby. I was in Malcolm in the Middle too back then. I used to be one of the kids in his class.
Really?
He was playing a lot younger than he actually was.
We ran into him at the Oakwood Apartments up in Burbank near the Warner lot. There was like
we lived in these like condos when we were interns in college, and it was all child actors.
We're the Avalon now.
It's
right?
called Avalon now, and Frankie Muniz was up there, and he was like the leader of the child actors because he was actually like 20 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, he was older. He was when I was that was the same year that was we shot that in like 99, and it came out in 2000, and I was 10, and I was almost a foot taller than him at the time, like, and he was 15.
Oh man,
yeah. Didn't he have a heart attack? Kind of a few years ago?
Really?
I think so. Let's look that up.
I think he was a race car driver. Yeah.
Right. Oh, maybe that's he was going so fast it was giving me a heart attack. I didn't want to
that's what it was. Yep.
Frank.
Slow down, Frank.
We love you, Frank.
Folks, we'll be right back with some more Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Now we're back with our final thoughts, but first, an update from Tig.
Tig, you've been working hard on your picture. What do we got?
Sloppy Boys.
She added more color.
Sloppy Boys with a little more color and pizzazz.
Green is my favorite color, too.
Ooh, there we go.
I like that.
She knew that.
With a signature down bottom.
Yes.
By Taylor. Now, who's that?
Yeah, who's Taylor?
Who's Taylor? I don't know Taylor.
Now, why do they call you Tig?
Sometimes when I'm signing things, I do Taylor.
So that's like the Sloppy Boys, Taylor's version.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe we'll make that a t-shirt.
Yeah, make some money off that.
Yeah, we'll make some money off that ASAP. Big time cash. And you get a big percent of it.
Did you guys just see my catastrophe that happened?
No, did you have a little spill?
I saw you get up. Did you just spill?
Oh, my God. So this is a classic wine blunder. I was trying to unscrew my first bottle, which was delicious. I didn't finish the whole bottle.
But, yeah, you went to the second bottle?
I screwed it off like a real pro. And then my second bottle, which is Freak Show, kind of a kooky wine, the classic thing happened where my screw just pushed the cork down into the wine, right? Mm-hmm. And it was down in there. And then I was trying to like put my pinky down to be like, oh, maybe I'll just push the cork all the way down and then I'll be able to pour around it. Mm. And then went down. But down, and it exploded, and I just shot red wine all over my clothes and my desk.
Whoa.
This is like, I don't like this type of thing.
No, that's not good, man.
This won't
That's not good at all. Huh.
What kind of bottle opener are you guys using? Like, do you have a fancy one?
Screw top.
I use this easy one.
Classic.
This one right here.
Carl has a classic.
Where the arms go up.
Arm one.
Those look like little Johnny Fives to me.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Polly.
Johnny Fives waving his arms. Look at that.
What's that one called?
I don't know what it's called. Yeah, I just call it the Jumpin' Jack. There she
I got
goes.
The one from Scott Gardner's wedding.
Yeah, I got that one at home.
It says Laguna Wedding on it.
You know what I have at home is an electric one where you kind of put the top on, you turn
you
on
it, and
it
goes.
Yeah, and then you just pull it off. Because I am the worst in opening wine. Like, I always get the cork in this stuff, and it's not good.
Oh, you can't do that, Mike. That is a rookie move, dude.
That is a no-no.
This is going to stain, right? If I let this red wine dry on my shorts, these shorts
are I would take those shorts, take them off, and throw them in the
fire.
Lake?
No. I would throw them in the sink.
Get you some OxyClean.
There you go, Carl. That's you nailed it.
OxyClean.
The stick.
I'm going to have to shout it out.
I've done the stick and I've done the powder.
Who's Johnny?
Look at that guy flapping.
Who's Johnny, she said, and smiled in a special way. You should play that song. Y'all should remake that.
Oh, yeah. I need to check out the Spotify list here on the wine.
Are you guys getting any interesting notes on these wines? Do you do this stuff, Carl?
I don't know.
I never look at that. I mean, like, it's fruity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Grapey.
They say blackcurrant. Blackcurrant?
I've never ate blackcurrant, so I don't know.
Hmm.
But it's good.
I am getting that thing though. Like, it's a full bodied. It's a rounder, and mine is sweet, but it is still crushable. This is holds true of what I said earlier. What I think of this is like my kind of spaghetti chugger. I feel like I want to eat a bunch of spaghetti and take down a bottle.
Mom spaghetti?
Yeah.
Ooh. So here's some of the songs on the playlist that you can scan the QR at the back of this Frontera. We have, it's Frontera, Big and Bold Reds, Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon, Learn to Fly, Foo Fighters, a Muse song, Mr. Brightside, Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith, and Last Night by the Strokes. There's a whole bunch of stuff on here.
Hmm.
Some Rolling Stones, Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Doors.
Damn. They're playing it pretty safe, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's just funny. It's like a bunch of rock songs.
Where's 100 Gex?
Yeah. I think if you scan the back of a Four Loko.
Yeah, you get the hyper pop.
Mm-hmm. Is this one of those things? Do you guys open your wines and let them breathe? Is that something you do?
Oh, you have to. You have to.
But does that mean you pour it or you just leave the bottle open?
Well, today I left the bottle open because I didn't know I wasn't supposed to be drinking that early. So I let it breathe today.
Oh.
Guys, mine overbreathed a little bit. It's all air down there.
Yeah, Carl, this is a very structured program. You have to open the bottles of wine when.
Remember we read that weird thing during Booze News last week that was like, there are fake wines being sold at gas stations in New York where like the brand name is Chardonnay, but then it's actually a malt beverage pretending to be a wine.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's like when somebody's a wino.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. That's usually what
they're
probably
drink. Cheap and easy, yeah.
You just drink
I wish I was a wino.
The term wino is so funny because it's like, you know, I think of a wino being like a drunk guy on the street with like a big overcoat that's kind of falling apart. And they're not drinking wine. They're drinking like a bottle of gin or something. But wine is wine.
Classy.
Sometimes.
This right here, Silver Satin. Like drinks like Silver Satin and Cisco, Night Train, Wild Irish Rose, all these Thunderbird, all these disgusting drinks. this is called Bum Wine. Top 5 Bum Wines from Mad Dog 2020.
I got to get into the genre.
Wait, Mad Dog like the malt liquor?
Yeah.
Mad Dog?
That's they called it wine. So like people who drank this stuff in like the 50s and 60s and 70s. That's how they got the name winos.
They were,
stand on the corner drinking wine.
I see. Or a port wine?
Yeah.
That's another thing I'm seeing.
Well, there is one. I was talking to our friend Ben Axelrad about wine, and I think he said that on Sanford and Son, that what's his name? Red Fox drank one of these cheap wines.
He would always drink Ripple.
Ripple. That's it. We should get some Ripple.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know if that's real. Is it real?
Oh, it's real.
Might be fictional.
So, yeah, Ripple was fortified wine and carbonated wine that was popular in the 70s. So, it basically was like Mad Dog 2020 is Ripple.
Hmm.
We should do more of that weird stuff.
You know what I like? I went to a liquor store. The one on Hillhurst that's like one of the only very like plain places on Hillhurst, right by Yuka's Tacos. There's just like a liquor store that's like an old liquor store.
I like that place.
And I was digging around in the fridge in the back because they also have a wine section that's very funny because it's like they
dust
probably
covered
have,
wine.
It's section. Probably all Ripple. But I was looking in the back fridge and they have, I want to say the brand name is like Montalban, and it was like pre-made Long Island iced tea and pre-made cocktails, and they're single serving super sweet like flasks of cocktails.
Yeah.
And if you pour them out over ice and let them get a little melty, they are pretty delicious. But if you drink it straight from the bottle, it is very, very, very sweet.
Oh, Carl, you got some bum wines in the chat. These look nastified.
Oh, yeah. What's this?
Cisco Strawberry.
That looks,
wow.
And then that commercial is for Ripple from like the
Ripple
50s.
Is real. Okay. It looks like the type of wine you would cook with almost like.
Ooh, this MD 2020 is blue.
There's all sorts of colors. Ugh. Oh, boy. Ooh. But see, we should do that. That's good experimental journalism. That's what we're here for.
I love it.
I like a white wine called Thunderbird. That's cool as hell.
What? Let me ask you a question. So I just poured another glass of this.
Drink that in the Thunderbird.
Drink. No.
Stop.
After he drives home, he may drink that. Is this, look at this, how much I've done like.
That's a big pour.
Two thirds. That's a big pour, right?
That's a big boy.
I was just finishing the bottle here. You know, so
where do you cut that off, Carl?
Right, where do you, what's like.
What's a proper
when
pour?
You go to a wine bar, what are they giving you here?
They got, like, so you poured too much. They got, yeah. But they do have.
You're a
it's
fool.
At your discretion. Like you can ask for a
I'm
double.
I'm a bring the beer to the party guy. Yeah. You know that.
Go ahead, girl.
Listen, that was not what I meant it to be. So in this stemless glass, they this I got this from a winery that we did a wine tasting at in Paso Robles.
What's that say? I can't. It's there's glare on it.
It says Claiborne and Churchill Winery, ooh. And they have a line on there. So I always fill my glass up to that line.
Ah, that's handy.
And on some people's, they have little like arrows pointing to where you should put it.
Ah,
Jessica went to Greece with Betsy and Mono, and at multiple places they said they
filled the wine glass all the way up to the brim. Like it was like tippy, spilly wine. And they started calling it a Greek pour. And sometimes Jessica will do it at home. I'll be like, yeah, let's just do a Greek pour. But I do, it's a very funny visual when a wine glass is like all the way to the top, like a beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I like to wrap my hand, instead of touching the stem, I wrap my hand right around the glass like it's a beer.
Just palm the whole thing. That's a joke.
That feels like a joke in a movie or TV show. And it's like, the lady comes home and is like, oh, that was a rough day. And it's like, look, 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 look.
Need to relax. That is a joke in, strangely enough, the movie Seven. Morgan Freeman comes to have dinner with Brad Pitt and his wife. And Brad Pitt pours him a glass of wine. And it's just like a tumbler of wine up to the brim. And it just goes to show, like, this guy is not a wine guy.
That's a movie where it's like, what's in the box? What's in the box of wine?
Mike.
Franzia.
Franzia, baby.
Speaking of movie pours, I always liked in Risky Business when TC pours his
so familiar.
The whiskey on the rocks all the way to the top, and then he cracks a tab cola and just bloop, teeniest little drip on top. And I was a kid watching that being like, oh man, he barely used the soda. Like, oh, mom, mom, that's a pretty stiff drink he's having.
I don't like you watching Tom Cruise movies.
That big ass glass that she had on what's the show? What's Cougars?
Amy Schumer?
Cougar Town.
Oh,
when they had the huge wine glass and she would pour the whole bottle into there, and it would only end up at the bottom. Like, but the glass was so big.
Wait, was that a Schumer? Didn't Schumer have a joke on her show where like,
yeah, there was a Friday Night Lights sketch.
Friday Night Lights, yes, and it was like the wine glass like was the size of like a person could fit in it.
I love that stuff. Stuff that's too big and it's supposed to be small, or stuff that's too small when it's supposed to be big.
When it's supposed to be
I'm
big.
Too big, I'm supposed to be small.
Yeah.
As my doctor tells me.
Yeah, you're supposed to be 4'10". What happened?
Tim, we talked about this during your last annual physical. You're too big, you're supposed to be small.
You got to cool it with the Greek pours, man, on everything. Well, should we go ahead, Jeff?
Yeah, what are our final thoughts on the particular wine you're drinking, each of us?
I didn't want to say this ahead of time, but I knew it was going to happen. I don't like wine. I don't like drinking it. I don't like red wine.
Sat on that for an hour.
And I don't like this. No, I've had good wines. I don't ever really order it because I don't really like it.
So it's not an order again.
Not an order again for me.
You're saying even good wines are not an order again for you?
Even the good wines, I can't tell. Like, it has to be... And which I've never had. It's got to be like the toppest of shelves for me to really get it.
Oh boy, okay.
And I don't. I'm not a wine guy. If I was to do wine, I think I like white. Here's the problem. I don't like.
You don't like champagne.
I don't like room temperature drinks as much.
Have you had a chilled red?
They got chilled red. I prefer. I don't like.
I've had some. I've put some ice cubes in a red before.
Carl, you do chilled red?
I can't do chilled red because I just don't have. I can't taste what I'm looking for.
The fridge space, I know.
Yeah, I don't have the fridge space. Oh man, I just did Dana Dute's fridge podcast, and let me tell you, it was the most embarrassing, invasive thing I've ever had to do. My fridge is a fucking mess.
Do they go through and see what's in? Oh,
yeah,
you just take pictures of it, send it to them.
Yeah, you got to take a picture. Like, don't alter it. And I was like, all right, that's fine, I won't alter it. And I took the picture of it, and then I immediately was like, I should have altered this shit. He made fun of every aspect of my fridge.
I do some photoshopping.
Yeah, yeah.
That, speaking of your fridge, that reminds me, Carl, is you're a big soda guy, right?
Huge.
And I learned from you that Monster Energy Drink was originally made by the Hansen Company.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Which I associate, that's like a hippy dippy, healthy, non... That's like those kind of sodas you get at a health food store, and they started Monster. That's insane.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they started Monster. That should let you know not to drink Hansen's, being like, this is healthy.
I wonder why they would do that, sort of make themselves seem like a health drink, but also dip into the energy drink. Oh, they were probably trying to make a shit ton of cash because they don't give a shit about the consumer.
Corporate shit.
Oh, where have I seen that before? Oh, yeah, every other fucking corporation. Mike. I get what's going on.
Mike, and they weren't making no money on Hansen's.
You give me two glasses of cab salve and I'm going off. I'm going yeah, it's off. True.
When's the last time you saw like a bro with a Hanson's tattoo?
That's true. That's true.
Or a Hanson snapback hat. I think I got a Monster hat in there, and I don't even drink Monster. I hate energy drinks.
You don't do Red Bull?
Energy drinks make my balls hurt.
Oh shit.
And you don't like when your balls hurt?
Nah.
You got to get Bing. Go to Albertsons and get yourself some Bing Cherry All Natural energy drink. It's delicious.
I'll try it.
And I mean, it will absolutely make your balls hurt.
Yeah, be warned. Your balls are going to be hurting.
Youch.
Youch. All right, final thoughts for me. I love it. I do it all the time, especially Cabernet. And
we're reviewing wine overall. Mike didn't like wine. Jeff likes wine.
I like wine. Who's next?
Carl,
go for it.
So I like wine now. I still say there are still Friday night activities for me. And we've all been at the, you know, at the Hyperion Public after a nice we weren't all there. Were we all there for after Spoofmas this year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so happy to have Spoofmas back.
Mm-hmm. And that was I came out special for that. That was so fun.
That was beautiful. Get Ass. That was my favorite. Mike Mitchell singing Get Ass. I still just text him randomly, Get Ass. And I leave it a voice memo so he plays it.
Mitch, that's good news because Mitch like bellyached over that so much. He was like texting me like, I think I might do this. I'm not sure. And it's like, yeah, it's funny as fuck.
That shit made me laugh so hard. But, you know, those were Friday night activities where we go to a bar with a full bar and... You know, we have ourselves a merry little cocktail where mm-hmm. we get our whiskey cokes. I'm a Crown Royal guy. Okay, I love a purple bag.
Mm-hmm.
I got purple bags all around full of change around my house. and my needles and thread. When I need to patch up something. And I like wine. I like hanging out the wine, but I think I like the vibe of it more than I do the actual I like it. But I like this one type. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like a dark, I like a Malbec, I like the sweeter, darker, bigger bodied, bolder taste where I feel like I'm getting drunk. Because I feel like why do we drink alcohol? We don't drink alcohol for the taste. Drunk?
No.
We drink it to mess up our brains and kidneys.
to choke the oxygen out of our blood.
Yeah.
And make us feel
I hate those little kidneys. I want to poison them.
Now, wait a minute. You know what? You brought up a good point. Just the idea of like a wine bar with your friends seems like such a better idea sometimes than like, let's go to the loudest bar we can think of and not really be able to hear ourselves talk. I see the appeal. Now I see why the show was made.
I like all the accoutrement. I like to taste, have a little prosciutto and then a little. Have you ever gone to like a fancy ass restaurant and done fine dining and done the wine pairing where each course gets its own pour of wine?
No. What do I look like, a Vanderbilt?
So I have done that. I'm not a Vanderbilt though. I'm a Purdue.
Wow.
Boilermaker.
I'm a DuPont.
Didn't the Purdue, aren't they like the
OxyContin? Yeah.
Yeah, OxyContin. I go out and eat Purdue money. Go ahead.
But I've done that. It doesn't make any sense to me. However, I think it was recently I had one at the spot that we go to and we were eating some food there and they were like, this will go really, like they have really good charcuterie plates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had
I was having a charcuterie, and man, they gave me a wine that paired so well with some cheese. It tasted like, and here's what the experience that I had with the wine. It was, I'm eating the cheese and crackers, and I do all that, and then I take a sip of the wine, and it just straight up just tastes like Kool-Aid. And I'm like, oh my God, it blows my mind. Because it was
the Kool-Aid guy kicks through the wall.
Creating a new taste in the mouth.
And I'm like, oh, this is what they mean by a pairing.
Yeah.
Because this paired so damn, because it enhanced the flavor of the wine.
Yeah.
You can taste the wine and the wine tastes like wine. And then I had a little bit of that cheese and take a sip of that wine and it literally was like, oh yeah. Like it was so good.
I
it's that it is a strange phenomenon when like two things go together and it's like a thing you've heard about forever, but you don't experience and it would work. I've done very little fine dining, but after a job I did, I got a gift card to Providence, which is like this
Rhode
amazing
Island? the city.
I've been there before, Tim.
It was a plane ticket crazy. To Providence, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. I have a beach house in Rhode Island.
You have a beach house in Rhode Island?
Jeez Louise.
Well, I wouldn't say it's on the beach.
Take me honest.
I don't think that's a beach house.
A stone's throw, maybe.
It is, because we go there in the summer. And we go to the ocean. And it's not a lake house.
It's basically a beach house.
I think that is the distinction. If it's not a lake house, it's a beach house.
And in the summer, there's so much sand in our car, and in the winter, there's so much snow in our car.
Ooh. I've only been in the snow twice in my life. I'm not from a place where it snows.
Carl!
Yeah.
Get in the snow, Carl.
I don't like it.
No.
You don't like the snow. Nobody likes the snow.
You're correct, Carl.
I like the snow for the first day, and then the next day. So when I played basketball when I was in college, and it snowed in the town that I was in, and the first day I was like, oh my God, snow. And the second day I was like, oh my God, snow. it's so messy.
Yeah, it's a pain.
Wait,
in the
ass. What town was, or what city was that?
Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you should try snow pants.
You're right. Yes. Have you ever tried snow pants?
Yeah, Carl.
I have snow pants for fashion.
Ooh. Oh, but you have them for function, Carl.
No.
You need functional pants.
No, it's 80 degrees out here.
I hate when snow, you know, I'm from New York, and like when it's like March or April and the snow's all muddy and it's just hanging around and it's just gross.
Yeah.
Also, if you live in the country and then the snow melts and you see that there's a bunch of dog shit that's piling up all winter and then now it's been revealed, it's awful.
Now it's been lying there the whole time. Now it's been revealed.
It was out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, but we all knew it was there.
Hey, I didn't review wine. Wait.
Yeah.
Tig hates something. What do you hate, Tig?
What do you hate, Tig?
I hate when it's like the summer and the snow's still there.
Oh, yeah.
Does that happen a lot? Yeah.
Wait, what?
You're trying to go to the beach on the 4th of July and there's a snowman right there.
Melting away.
It's just like a tiny bit of snow and like when like it's short.
Like in the springtime.
Yeah. I agree. Short season. I agree with short that.
Short season is summertime.
It'll be kind of packed up like in a parking lot. There'll be like a little icy block of snow still sitting
there. We went on a hike in the woods today and we saw some snow up there.
Mm-hmm. But mostly there is none.
My review of wine is that it's good and I love it.
All right.
And
so three yeses and a no.
And this particular one, this Francis Coppola Cabernet Sauvignon 2019 Paso Robles is a good chugger. Have it with your spaghetti, folks.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/The Sloppy Boys. Carl Tart, thanks so much for coming, man.
Thank you for having me. Love y'all.
You got anything you want to plug or, you know, where can we find you?
You can watch me on NBC on Tuesday nights at 8:30 on a TV show called Grand Crew.
This Tuesday is the season finale. And then check it out there when this airs. And then they're on Peacock. Check them out. Yeah. It's a great show.
You can watch all the episodes on Peacock and Hulu if you missed the whole series. Also, if you missed the whole series and you call yourself my friend, never talk to me again.
You blew it.
And other than that, you can listen to my podcast I got with my buddy Lamar Woods called XOXO Gossip Kings, where we watch for the first time the Gossip Girl series. It's very fun. And also, you know them, you love them. We all know them, we all love them. The boys, the famous boys. Hayes Davenport, Sean Clements, and myself host a podcast called Flagrant Ones on patreon.com/TheFlagrantOnes, where you can get The Flagrant Ones and other content like Hollywood Handbook. Carl Calls His Cousin, where I call my cousin on the phone and talk mess.
Yeah, you got a little empire over there.
I got a little empire. A little empire. I am the Terrence Howard of podcast.
You guys are about to...
Why don't I ever call my cousin?
You're about to get taken over by the Sloppy Boys empire, so... Watch out,
Boys Empire! I want in. Tig, are you gonna watch me on TV? You gonna watch my show? It's funny.
Maybe.
Mind show, take my show.
She'll give you a solid maybe, Carl.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Hey, Carl, drop your at. You want him to find you on the socials,
I'm
you?
At Damn It Carl on Instagram, DammitCarl. Only on Instagram, I deleted Twitter because I am smart.
You're missing smart some good man. Stuff. I'm telling you, I'm putting out gems. We got Jeff's tweeting. Linda Underwear is always making us laugh.
Now, Linda Underwear, I made a burner so I could still get my Linda Underwear updates. I do have a burner Twitter account, but because there was a time where my buddy Patrick McDonald would send me Linda Underwear tweets. Yeah.
You gotta lurk a little bit.
Yeah, I gotta lurk. I gotta lurk a little bit. I don't follow nobody that we know. Just so none of these.
Well, what's that? Twitter.
That at is no.
wait. When you're on your burner, do you like anything, or would that leave too much of a paper trail?
You know what's funny? I do, but I don't. I won't again for like. Because it's like habit now, where you see something and I like it.
Yeah.
But
I literally hit that heart.
I check my burner maybe once every 3 weeks.
Like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow. It must be great for your brain, Carl.
It helps. Instagram is getting just as bad.
Yeah.
And especially now that
doing,
I'm like...
You doing TikTok?
I will watch TikTok, and I'll find myself scrolling through TikTok for hours a day.
Oh.
There's some very funny stuff on TikTok.
I haven't even... I got to get into it. I got to like let the algorithm learn me. I got to learn the algorithm.
I created a TikTok account a couple weeks ago. And I posted one thing that I already posted on Instagram. I think I have 2 followers. And I was just like, hey, I got to see what this is. And I opened it up, and it's so many filters, so many things. I was just like, oh, I don't know this. I don't know this layout.
I don't know how to do any of that stuff. But the actual scroll, like I have an account that I don't post from, but I just watch.
Yeah.
And it is the most like joyful, like the dirtiness you have, the feeling you have from Twitter or Instagram. I feel like the because the TikTok algorithm is better, it just like finds what you think is funny or what makes you happy and gives you more of that, and it's great. It makes you happy.
There is a TikTok that popped up in my feed the other day. Tig is back now. I don't want to say it in front of Tig.
Oh boy.
But it is
earmuffs.
Cover your ears, Tig. Yeah. So there was a TikTok, and I don't know how this got into my algorithm, but it was a woman who was filming her mother's house. Her mother's a drug addict, mm-hmm. and she had just like OD'd, and I'm like, why are you filming this, lady? There's so much stuff I see on there where I'm like, you like just handle your personal business without having to put it on the internet.
Yeah. Yikes.
I think it's a lot more, TikTok is a lot more kind of like warts and all unflattering real life as opposed to Instagram, where it's like influencers are, you know, like putting their spin on it. TikTok, it just feels like lots of people showing off their jobs, like here's what my day is like and stuff like that.
I could hear like that much.
Oh, Tig!
Oh no! You better not repeat it in school.
Stay off TikTok, Tig. Don't you be don't repeat
that
at school.
I hear the bad part.
Oh. All right, if you don't repeat it in school unless you want to be the funny kid, because that's what I used to do. I would always repeat the adults' conversations.
You're a couple of years ahead of those other kids now.
Yeah.
That's good. Folks, we love that you listen to the show. Tell a friend, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks,
Carl.
Hi, Carl. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that it? Y'all not kicking it more? All right.
Wrap it.
That's it. Wrap it up.
I guess I'll stop this recording.
Bye, Carl.
Bye, Tig. Nice to meet you, Tig.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. And now to play us out, this is for Kurt from Greenstone Landscape and Design.
To the DJ, tell him my name's Tim. Turn the music up, turn the speaker on, tell the people to listen to the song. Get us out of the disco, bring us to our home. tuck us in our bed. Pour some warm milk. Let's party, dude. Let's party. It's a party, dude. We're partying. Let's take this party on the road.